per Gimel Boya Seif Lamed Beis, a new part from Boya. Now the Ramah brings down the same, the Trumas HaDeshen, like we said before, that if you've got one sort, there's no Boya. Boya has to be a separation between two sorts. If you've got one sort, there's no Boya. Like if a person will take two apples, one from each other, there's no problem from Boya, because they're all the same sort. Says the Ramah an extra chiddush, that if you take a piece of fish, a big piece of fish, and a small piece of fish, this is the same fish, there's no problems from Boya, because it's all one min, even though big and small is not a differentiation which we consider two minim. Therefore, anything which is considered one sort is not considered Boya. If you have two sorts of apples, one sweet and one sour, or something like that, that could be considered two sorts. Now, if you've got something which is also to eat, you've got two fruits, let's say you've got two apples, one is a problem from Orla, one is a problem, not a problem from Orla, then the Mogen Avraham says it's a bit midrabbanan. If you've got two sorts of food, two sorts of things belonging to two people, he says that Oysomeach says it's also considered Boya. If you've got two begodim, two shirts, two blouses, one from two different people, it's also considered two sorts. Let's go further and explain us more protim. Re'yat chatichot gedolot uktanot. Lamed beis. Hoyu lefonam chatichas gedolot uktanois murovi zebe zebe. Kulom nimin echot muta liver eilu meilu ab she'en oisekein al das lo'ichlam la'alto ve'at im mishtamesh bekli le'tzoyach ha'breira. Ve'atam, כיוון שכל החתיכות הן ממין אחד ושימוש ומשובה, אין בזה שום תרובס, שם תרובס, ממילא אין זה מייסר ברירה. If you've got one sort of food object, which has got no two different usages, it's got the same usage, then the halacha is it's not considered a mixture from two objects, therefore you've got no problems from Boya, you can even separate them with a kli, you can even do it for la'achaz man, there's no problem because it's not considered two sorts of objects. Even if one is big and one is small, big and small, even a big piece of fish and a small piece of fish, if it's the same sort of fish, there's no problem to go and separate. If you've got two apples, one big and one small, there's no problem from separating the one from each other, because it's not considered two sorts. He says in the footnote, if you've got two sorts of eggs, different sizes, he wants to say maybe it is problematic, it's considered two sorts, because people are makbid to go and say a big apple and a small, a big egg and a small egg, different prices. He wants to say that could be a problem. אמנם, אם אלו חפצים אשר שימושם שונה, זה מזה כגוין, גרביים גדולות וקטנות, או סיכות ראש גדולות וקטנות, הרי זה תרובס ויש בהם איסברירה. He says, if you have two different sources of usage for these, for the big one has a different usage than the small one, then it does have a problem, כגוין. He says, if you got socks which from a small child or a big child, a person, then it's not the same usage altogether. So you can't say it's only big and only small. It's no problem. It's the same sort. It's not the same sort altogether, because that's the usage is for a big person, that's the usage for a small person. It's not the same as having a piece of fish, which is what big piece and a small piece, because a big piece and a small piece, you can take two small pieces and eat, come to a big piece. So there's no difference between the big and the small piece. But if you've got two different usages, then it doesn't consider to be one min. The same is, he says, if you've got a sikat rosh, a pin which you put in the hair, if you've got big ones and small ones, then you can't compare it because there's two different ways of using it. The small one's used for this thing and the big one's used for that thing, so you can't say it is considered the same usage. And he said also before, it belongs to two people. You've got two people have socks, you can't come along and say, ah, the socks from me is the same thing as the socks from him, even if it's got the same number and we've got the same sort, doesn't help you because it's considered two sorts. Breyer, chatich, off. if you go and separate pieces of chicken. You've got two sorts of chicken which are mixed together. If you're going shukayim, you've got the tulka, chazer, you've got the white, knafayim, you've got the wings. Some people want to say it's all considered one sort. Some people say no, it's considered two sorts. That means you got machlekas, haposkis, vanenu. Do we consider every part from the chicken a different min, or do we say it's all considered one sort? Big nafka mina. Are you allowed to separate one from each other? Do you have to be careful with the hilchos b'ayah to separate one from each other? Some poskim say you don't have to worry. Some poskim say you do have to worry. I will oif the kaved if you've got meat, a chicken and a liver, or butter, or you've got meat. Then nachshavim minim chalukim bein hetel avarim elafik lo lehetel melechos b'ayah shnispau lehel. If you've got one meat, chicken, or liver, then of course there's a difference, and then according to everybody there's a problem from bearing with it. V'chein im hoyu mixes chalakim mevushalim, mixosim tzluyim, ha'ize tawub, it's also levarim zem is there. If you have part of the chicken is roasted, part of the chicken is cooked, then it's considered two sorts, and there is a problem from bearing. Sif lama dalat, hamakbid shloy lachu mesug mesuim. If a person is careful not to eat one sort. Kosu haposkim sha'af b'tawuv v'shamin echad emu makpit tomid shlo lechol echad mehem ulo oylo mehen oichloi hari oz nechsheves loy hatawuv v'sh kishnei minim v'osu levaram. If a person is makpit, always he's careful, he doesn't want to eat this part of the chicken. He would never eat the white part of the chicken. He never eats it. He never, never, never. Even if he'd be very hungry, he'd still not eat this part of the chicken. Then the halacha is this part of the chicken is considered for him pseilas, and he's not allowed to separate it from one part to the second part, because one part is considered for him bad, and the second part is considered for him good. Kagoyin. Im hoyu lefanu chelko oif murovim, shokayim, knofayim, chodema, hu makbit shnoi lecho knofayim. Haizeg legabov katawu v'shnei minim. He says the same case is, if a person would never ever want to eat the polka, he wants to only eat the other parts, therefore the polka for him would be a pseilas, and you can't separate one from each other. So that's only we're talking about a person who would never ever ever eat this part, even if he would be very hungry. Then we say for him it's considered bad this part, and you're not allowed to separate one part from the other part.